That's Dan Bremnes on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. It is 6:11 on this Monday morning. I do know it's Monday morning.
It is Monday.
I do know that it's Veterans Day today.
That is true, too.
Beyond that, good question.
Because it's other holidays.
Of course it is.
Believe it or not, I did not put Veterans Day on the list because, obviously, it is Veterans Day, so it's not really a question.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, what day is it? And I took a look at all the different little holidays there are, and I picked two that are real there today. We can have parties or whatever we want to do. And then I made one up. So Beth and you are going to try to guess which is the fake day. Which day did Ryan make up today?
Okay.
We got St. Martin's Day.
Ah.
Also known as Martinmas, the Feast of St. Martin of Tours.
Okay.
Don't know much more about that. But yeah, so it's a,
okay.
It's a thing, maybe.
Alrighty.
National Goat Cheese Day. I've really come around to goat cheese.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
Sure.
That's good stuff. And then National Sundae Day, as in the ice cream.
As in the ice cream.
Yeah.
I could get around that.
Plainfield, Illinois claims to be the home of the very first ice cream sundae. I have a feeling that there's other places that also claim that, but
sure.
We'll give it to them for this.
Okay. St. Martin's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've heard of this. I think.
Seems to be more of a European thing.
Yeah. Well, if it's called Martinmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it sounds familiar to me. Okay. I don't know why. Not a clue. I'm just kind of, you know, you put out little descriptions here.
Mm-hmm. You're just reading through it.
Yeah, I'm reading through it. And yeah. Who knows if it's today?
someone does.
Yeah, someone does, obviously.
Someone German speaking is going to be like, hey, that's our day.
Yeah, they're like,
don't knock it.
Screaming at the radio, Beth, pick, don't pick that one. It's
don't
real.
Do that. It's not, or it's not real.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah. It's like, I don't know. And I can't hear you right,
right.
now. So there. National Goat Cheese Day. Sure. You go, as if you like this.
I do.
You like goat cheese.
I do.
Can't say that
It's nice and tangy.
For tangy?
I've gotten over the slight taste of goat, which is also
in it. there is where I have a problem.
Well, and you can have goat cheese that's like mixed with all kinds of herbs and or even honey or stuff. It's
okay.
Good. Good
sure.
stuff.
Okay. All right, goat cheese. But you can't go wrong with a good sundae.
No.
You cannot go wrong with a sundae.
I prefer a caramel one myself.
Oh, they're yes. good stuff. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Caramel and all the sprinkles and all the lovely little things you can put on ice cream.
See, on my diet, I can eat the goat cheese. I can't eat the sundae. So.
Well, too bad for you. Okay. You know, since St. Martin's Day is kind of ringing some bells with me, I think I'm gonna call that safe.
I wonder if there are bells involved.
There might be. If it's
the
European,
bells of St. Martin's.
I don't know. I don't know. But since it's European, it could be.
Yeah.
It could be. There might be bells. I don't know. Let's pretend there are bells.
Yes.
We're gonna call that one safe.
Okay.
All right. So goat cheese or sundaes? Which,
I know which one you want to pick.
I know. Stop that. Just stop
okay.
that. That's not what I wanted to hear. Okay. So this is my sole reason. Because it's you. I'm going to say you made up National Sundae Day.
You're wrong.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
No. It is National
it
Sundae
is
Day.
It is National Sundae
so
Day.
So that actually should make me happy even if I can't eat one.
Yeah, well, it makes
That's
me
good.
Extremely
yeah.
happy
yeah.
because that means I can go have one and celebrate.
So you're going to go back on your logic or are you going to go right to the middle one there?
I'm going to still call St. Martin's Day safe and say you made up National Goat Cheese Day. There you go.
Yeah.
I should have went with my gut.
I had a hankering for goat cheese last week when I put
Did
these
you
days
really?
Together. Apparently.
Did you really? All right. So I just need to be a little more perceptive on your hankerings.
I have my hankerings, yeah.
Okay.
I don't really broadcast those. Well, I guess I do.
You
I have
do
a hankering
now.
For goat cheese.
You do now.
Well, you know, half right.
Okay.
It wasn't a complete loss
All right,
today.
50%. Yeah. I'm going to put that on my tally sheet.
We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Monday.
Here's Hold On from Katie Nicole. This is Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.